Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Facts. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. And this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in the process, encouraged in how God will allow your everyday life to be the place of your making and your stretching, that as He takes you height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith, glory to glory, each dominion He will cause you to grow in the grace and the knowledge of who He is and to know Him even more. Your light will be that which draws someone else, that will cause someone else to know God, to hang on and hold on and to be encouraged in their walk in faith as they watch you and God process you and you develop in maturity and strength. We've been studying the book of Proverbs in that book, and we're going to go back to that book, learning and growing in grace and knowledge, growing in wisdom, so that we can be skilled in every area of our life, so we'll know how to act, how to solve problems, handle situations in a godly manner, because the book of Proverbs is a book that the Lord downloaded His wisdom, knowledge, and understanding into Solomon so that Solomon would know how to rule God's people the way that he needed to in wisdom. So God has allowed us to have that book so that we ourselves will know how to be skilled and know how to act in every situation, which we've not always had the ability to do in solving problems and handling difficult things and answering questions and even treating people the right way. So the book helps us tremendously as the Word of God does. So we get into that. We've been looking at and we that counsel that God gives us and the wisdom that He gives us to be that which we need. Proverbs 12 and 5 says, "The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit and are deceitful." And we spoke yesterday briefly, and I just want to touch bases again, that someone who will not walk in wisdom believes that their way, their actions, their thoughts, their deeds are right. They believe that everything in their life is right and that they know what they're doing. And they don't understand that without wisdom, without the counsel of wisdom, without even taking the word of God and having God's wisdom there in their lives, that they're walking in their own reason, in their own emotions. They're walking according to how it looks to them, it feels to them, it sounds to them, and they don't have the word of God to govern them, to guide them, to show them, or reveal to them the wisdom or the truth of what they need. So we have to be careful to make sure that we don't use our five senses in a faith walk. Our faith walk is what it is, a faith walk. We believe and trust the word of God. And reason in our five senses is not part of that. We have to walk by faith and not by sight. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith. And that's what we must really command ourselves to do, and even allow the word of God to be the governing thing to take us where we need to go and show us what we need to know. Proverbs 12 and 15 says, "The way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but the hearkening unto counsel is wise." And this basically lets us understand that the greater the decisions you have to make, the greater influence that you have, the greater wisdom and advice you need. So you need to make sure that you are capable to make decisions, wise decisions, with wise counsel, which comes from the Word of God and people that God has set in your life to help you in that area because they themselves are walking in wisdom. Proverbs 12 and 20 says, "Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil." When we see this is going all the way back to motives again. It's letting us understand the motives of matters and the motives of heart, the people's heart, and wisdom. What they imagine, what they think, what they want to produce, it's always going to be against the will of God. And that's what you have to understand. Their motives for why they do what they do, the behaviors, the mindset, everything that they do is for a gain that is not righteous, is not godly. So everything in them is for an evil imagination. It is always, the Bible says that that each generation grows more wickeder and more wiser, and they become wiser in how they perform wicked acts, or how they think about wicked acts and the imaginations of wicked acts. So they are not trying to build righteousness. They're not trying to impart righteousness. They're not trying to promote righteousness. Everything that they do is connected to a wicked or vain imagination, which we know the Bible tells us to pull down every vain imagination that would try to exalt itself against above the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That means there is something that the enemy or people who are not of God are always thinking of that is always wicked. And so we ourselves understand that in our counsel, there is peace and of joy. In our counsel, because it's the word of God, it's because it's people who are righteous and godly, we're getting counsel that brings joy and brings peace. And that's what we have to understand. We cannot allow influences that are not going to be motivated by a righteous act to be the foundation of what we continually think, what we continually do, how we continually act. We have to make sure that we are moving in righteousness, moving in the wisdom of God and the word of God and the counsel of God. And when we do that, we will produce the joy and the peace that we need. Proverbs 15 and 22 says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But the multitude of counselors, they are established. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. And what this is telling us know that we have to understand that a wise person commits their plans to the Lord, that a wise person commits what they're going to do to the Lord. And they understand that even though they make these plans, God himself is going to actually become the one who's going to fulfill these plans and work these plans out according to his purpose and his will for our lives. Someone who does not want, who doesn't follow after God's plans and doesn't want God's plans, they're basically saying, we want to succeed in our own way with our own advices and with our own results. And when you reject the counsel and the wisdom of God, you are rejecting God's instructions. You are rejecting what God wants. You are rejecting what God himself has said, this is the way that is right. And in doing so, you are now allowing anything to happen in your life because you basically said, I don't want God's plan. I don't want God's counsel. I don't want God's way. I don't want God to be in it. And so when we receive instructions, when we receive the counsel of God, we're allowing God's hand to be put on our plans, God's heart to be put on our plans, God's power to be put on our plans. And when we reject God's plan, we're saying we don't want him to be a part of anything. So when you do that, you are allowing the enemy to come in and interfere, tear up, and destroy. So we have to make sure that God is in our plans, that God is the foundation of what we want for our lives and for our children and everything that we do. Proverbs 20:5 says, counsel in the heart of a man is like deep waters, but a man of understanding will draw it out. The wise counseling that helps us, that trains us, that grows us, that gives us experience, that motivates us and matures us, it's got to be counsel that comes from the Lord. It's got to be counsel that comes from people that God has put in our lives, the word of God. And the reason why I keep going on these scriptures about counsel, because sometimes we forget that God's word is the counseling mechanism for us and that he puts leaders in our lives to give us what we need. And we sometimes make decisions where we have not sought counsel, and we make hasty decisions that we ourselves have to live by, and other people around, especially if our family's involved in it, our children, our spouse. And God is saying, I've put before you tools to help you. I put things there in my word. I put things in your life, people in your life, to help you so that you don't fail, that you don't mess up the progress of growth and increase, whether it's emotionally, mentally, spiritually, relationally, financially, that you don't delay the results of the full thing that which I'm trying to put in your life, birth in your life, because you won't seek me and you won't seek my counsel and you won't seek my way. So I'm going over this because I want God to be the head of our lives, because the Proverbs lets us understand that in all of the ways we have to acknowledge God. And if we don't get the counsel of God in some areas of our life, we will continue to make the same mistakes, getting the same results, producing the same thing that will pass on to each generation of our family, because we won't change our direction, change what we do to get something else. So the scriptures that I'm giving about counsel are letting us understand that there's nothing wrong with going in the Word of God and asking the Lord, what should I do in this situation? There's nothing wrong with going to leaders that have wisdom, and we can see that wisdom in their life and saying, you know, I'm contemplating doing this and I want to make sure I'm in the will of God, and could you pray with me, or do you have some encouragement or advice that you could give me in this? In that, you're going to find out God is going to be glorified and you're going to receive all that you need. All that you need. Let me finish this up so that we can move to the next thing. Proverbs 29:27-29 lets us understand it says, ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so do the sweetness of a man's friend by a hearty counsel. And this is letting us know hearty counsel is sincere counsel of the soul that comes from God's mind, God's heart, and God's word, but also from those who are truly friends, that you can trust their wisdom, you can trust their worth, you can trust what they're saying to you because they are a friend. So the Bible lets us know that God is our friend, so he's going to give us hearty counsel, counsel that is sincere, but he also will allow us to have friends in our lives who have that same type of heart that can give us hearty counsel, wise counsel, and it's going to be someone who has our best interest. It's not going to be someone who is trying to tear us down, who's jealous of us, but someone who's there and who is committed to making sure that as they stand in the word of God and the will of God, they will see the results of God manifested in us, and we will see it ourselves. Last scripture for today will be Proverbs 22:20. Have not I written these excellent things in counsel and knowledge? And this is the Lord saying that he's given us some excellent things. He's written to us. He required some things to lead to, for us to listen to wisdom. And we can be prepared. We can be prepared in everything that we do, even in our worship life and experience unto the Lord. I pray that you have been blessed and that you receive these words of counsel, wisdom, and that you will be able to use them in your everyday life. God bless you. Have a wonderful worship experience. We'll be back next week for another 15-minute empowerment.